Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. Boy, I turn up to work this morning thinking, you know, looking forward to another day working alongside Brandy and Brooksy and the team. And, you know, we'll just get into talk, sport, friendly fashion. And then, wow, fight across the bow. Gary of Newtown this morning has a crack at Brandy. Brandy's smoking as I look at him right now. I can't believe it. Brandy, how you going? You're on 1170 SEN. You know, you just turn up to work. You're just a bloke doing your job. You got a bloke taking a crack at you about 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah. And you know what? I've missed it, Vossie. I'll need to hear it again.
Okay.
But Western Sydney Eagle has been on the text very quickly. Yep. Says, way too early for Gary from Newtown. So I'm going to go with the Western Sydney Eagle and say it's way too early.
Brighton Employers. What about Brighton Employers? Yeah, 1-800-848-848 for a bit of legal advice if you have been, you know, slammed. Anyway, we are here, of course, for Brighton's Lawyers each and every weekday morning, and it's great to have you company. Wherever you are, just give us a shout-out, the Great Southern Bank open line. Let's get that fired up nice and early this morning, 1-300-01-1170. I tell you what we're going to do this morning. Going to seek out someone who follows Japanese rugby. I'm not saying I got a prize. We'll have to think about that. But can someone give us a rundown of the, you know, the Toyota Verblitz's history, where Joey Manu is headed? Is anyone out there, like, you know, it's got a lot of names in it, and there's some high-profile coaches in that. But does anyone actually follow Japanese rugby from outside Japan? Anyone? Anyone can tell me when the competition's on, how many rounds? You know, who's the defending champions? Is it a top four, five? Yeah. How many teams?
Yeah. When does the season start? Anyone. When does it finish? When's the season start?
That's it.
When's it finish?
We've got $600,000 up for grabs for the prize. We'll work on a prize. If someone, we'll make it up on the run. If someone comes on and basically gives us a detailed rundown of Japanese rugby, then we'll decide what the prize could be.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, I want to know where you can watch it too, Vossie. Like, surely someone's covered.
Good point. Good point. Where do you watch it? Yeah. Japanese rugby. Brandy, you were the elite sports person. You played rugby league all through your life. Would you do anything for money? Would you go to any code competition for money? And I'm asking you truthfully, and I think everyone tuned in now would like to know, if you reach a point in your career, and this is different because this is a young man, this is a man at the peak of his powers, but at any time of your career, would you play any sport, you know, even if you didn't necessarily like it? Would you do it for money?
Well, you can only say that would you have gone to rugby if you know, if it was on offer back in the 80s and 90s. It's hard to know what you'd do placed in that position hypothetically, because it was never a thought.
What if they paid you twice what you were getting? Come over and play some rugby.
Well, I guess the only thing I could compare it to was I spoke to Wigan after the 1990 season. Yeah. Wigan wanted me to come over and play, and the money was very good. And I just thought, you know what? We've just lost a grand final. I want to win a grand final next year. The money was great. I'm not going to Wigan. I'm not going to play footy in between the 90 and the 91 season. So I can't even make a hypothetical whether I would or I wouldn't. I'd think about it. There's no doubt. If the money was twice, if the money, you'd have to.
Hello, that's Greg. This is, you know, Horacio Mataturi from the Toyota Verblitz. I'm offering you
and not everyone
$3 million.
Yeah, not everyone's in a position to make that choice, are they? Like, there's
no. Then it's not picking out. I just find it fascinating. But like, even with English rugby union, I'll occasionally check results or I'll read a story about it or a headline. But Japanese rugby
it's a mystery to me. Well, it's
total
a mystery.
So can we find anyone? Maybe this is an impossible task. Like, maybe no one who follows it.
Well, you know what we need to do? We need to get Craig Wing on. We need to speak
Good point.
Craig Wing.
Yeah.
And he played many years over there. He can just give us the rundown. So that's That's on Brooksy's to-do list. Yeah. Craig
yeah,
it's Wing. On,
yeah, okay. Good man. Do you reckon they train hard? Do you reckon they train hard, Japanese rugby? What do you think the training might be? Just a guess. Training might be for Japanese rugby as opposed to, let's say, playing for the Melbourne Storm.
No, I can't. I'd just say on no knowledge of it at all. But I'd say that they wouldn't train as hard, Vossi. That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
Because I don't think the Australian rugby players train as hard as the NRL players.
That is
the shock that they get if there's a, you know, when league players have, and I've heard Matt Rogers speak about this. Matt Rogers, I'm sure the Rat has said that the training just wasn't as hard as what it was when he's moved from league to rugby.
Raider Man of Hunter Valley says, Vossi, John Fletch had a great interview with Manu's next coach, Ian Foster. That was yesterday. Season is suspiciously finished in May, ready for a pre-June 30 return.
Huh? Yeah, I heard that. I heard they take a break and come back. So there's, right. So I've heard anecdotally over the years that, you know, what happens in Japanese rugby, not really listening closely to it because it is so foreign to us.
Mm. All right. So, well, that's where Joey Manu... it's a great loss for rugby league. It's a great loss for the Roosters, a great loss for the New Zealand rugby league side. You know, and you saw it again last week, the talents of Joey Manu. Will he be a success there? Well, you know, so you'd like to think his talents... Mm. Would succeed in rugby union, but
it said he'd signed a contract for the 24-25 season. So that means he is only out of league next year. Is that right?
I don't know.
He
can come back. Well, okay. Well, let's play a little. Let's just before we get to other subjects, let's play a little audio of Ian Foster on signing Joey Manu.
Steve Hansen's the one who sort of really initiated that part of it, and he's been a. You know, him and I looked at Joey Manu for a while, but Steve, since he's been in Taita the last couple of years, I think he's been really keen, and he's been really impressed with Joey's attitude and how he wants to learn, and particularly his athleticism. You look at his age, so he's got plenty of time to actually go back and learn, but it takes a bit of courage to change when you're a star in a sport and to change. But, you know, and sometimes the courage to do it speaks volumes for how that player's going to behave when he actually gets his chance. So, you know, we're banking on the athleticism and on the man himself. And when we look at it, we look at his role at 15 in league, and we kind of think, well, heck, we can play around with that pretty easily, we think.
Well, that's cap. That is absolute cap. What a load of pylon that is. Please, don't use the word courage in that context. I mean, he's gone for money. Like, he's not putting his balls on the line, and, you know, he's putting his house on the line. He's going for money. Don't call it courage. That's not the definition of courage.
Well, he must have gone for something else too. So,
well, he said he wants to bring his family up another country, just give them a bit of a life experience early.
Yeah, so that's,
young family,
so
go to another country.
So that's part of it as well. Not just the money, but the money's important. But the courage. Well,
He's not throwing anything away. He's not risking anything because he would walk back into rugby league at premium dollars.
Yeah.
There's a courage involved.
So what Ian Foster just said is it's not news to any of us, really, that Joey Manu is a very talented athlete. That's Ian really didn't tell us much there, but. Right. So, Joey Manu, Vossi, they will miss him, the Roosters.
The NRL will miss him. The NRL will miss him. As I said, you know, he's superstar quality. On the text, Nathaniel, was Brandy ever tempted by rugby dollars? Was there ever any interest, direct or indirect, for you for rugby union? No one?
No.
Reared their head?
No, there wasn't. No. Did anyone change from league to rugby back in the 80s and sort of early 90s?
I'd have to go back and search the memory bank. So you're talking Wendell,
players
Matt Rogers.
That all happened later on, didn't it?
Later.
That was later. There was no interest from rugby to... Well, for part of my career, and for a big part of my career, well, they were amateur. Like rugby players didn't.
That's
get
right.
Paid. Well,
yeah, true. Good point. They weren't a Rugby Australia contract, so that is true. The deal's finally been done. Brandy, Zach Lomax to Parramatta, 4-year deal.
I thought it was done a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I thought it was done after the dinner.
Well, now that it has been confirmed,
yes.
Parramatta, good signing, absolute surefire, will be a hit. What's your thoughts?
Well, on his recent form, Vossi, yeah, he'll be good for Parramatta. They know what they need. They obviously think they need a centre. So I think he'll be good. I think he's a good player, Zach Lomax. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, he hasn't been, I don't know, whether his head's been in the right place over the last few years. So Dragons fans, I think, it'd hurt Dragons fans to watch him play well this year and then move after the last few seasons that he's had at the Dragons. But I think it'll be a good signing.
Next one. Here's another topic. Give us a call, 1300 01 1170, or hop on the text line early. Kalyn Ponga has made himself available for Origin selection. Remember, he sat out, you know, was unavailable last year. Now, Reece Walsh has emerged, and where does Kalyn Ponga fit? Now, I was watching NRL 360 last night. Dave Riccio was trying to push the barrow of Kalyn Ponga coming off the bench, but, you know, Queensland have gone with the Hunt-Grant bench. I don't think you have a backup hooker, half, and a back on your bench, do you, in Origin? You've been there, done that, Brandy. Would that be imbalance? You need three forwards on your bench rather than, you know, backup, dummy half, and a back, or not?
Well, you know, you can never cover everything, Vossi. You know, if you get a winger or a centre go down, it does throw things out. If you've got a back rower that is comfortable playing in the centres, well, you've got the centre position covered if there's an injury.
Yep.
It would be unusual, but, you know, I heard Billy Slater talk about it too, and he said, well, I'm not locked into what's worked before, or I'm not locked into, and I'm certainly open to having something like that. And he didn't mention names, but you knew
what he was
thinking.
Well answered.
Mm, you knew what
Keep
he was thinking.
Keep options open. But
That's
now
right.
I'm pinning you, Ponga or Walsh, right Gee. Now. Ponga or Walsh?
Ponga.
Ponga, yep. Number one? Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
And I know Reece Walsh was good last year, Vossi, but Kalyn Ponga was great the year before that. Mm. Like, you remember his game three in 2020? Mm.
Yeah, man of the match. Best performance,
just,
yeah.
And I just don't think there's another player. There's not another fullback that brings the ball back like Kalyn Ponga. And there's a lot more to Kalyn's game. But his kick returns, which are critical when you're talking about Origin and getting field position and not playing off the back foot and getting out of your own end, Kalyn Ponga is the best kick returner in the game. And we've seen evidence of that over the last 2 years. And even this year. And even
right, like, up the last minute last week.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, not kick return, but the break.
Well, the break.
Doing that.
But his returning of the football is so important in Origin.
Well, co-leader of the Dally M's. Now, Garth the Geezer asked the text, is Viliami Kikau eligible for New South Wales Origin? Doesn't play Tier 1 Nation. Is that co-leader? Has he ever been considered?
Started his career in Queensland.
Ah.
He's
with the Cowboys. Yeah. So does that make him a Queenslander?
Well, I
does
think
Billy know Queensland can pick Viliami Kikau?
Well, I don't think they can, and I think they've tried. Like, I think the question has, there's definitely, the question has been asked. There's
no, it doesn't make any sense if you can't pick him, because what? So every Samoan international can be playing Origin, and a Fijian who barely plays an international.
Andrew,
can't.
I think it's got to do when you move to when you first land in the country. And you've got to be under the age of 13.
Right. Okay. Let's go with that then.
So I don't know exactly why the kick out. The attempt to get Kikau into the Queensland side, I don't know why it fell over, but I'm assuming that would be the answer. He failed the requirements met by the standards at the moment.
All right. Okay. Casey Badger, not refereeing this week, and they're saying it's a resting policy. Rest after one game?
No, that's cap.
That's cap.
That's cap.
Well, it must be. Yeah, we said a tough week or whatever, but you know, that's your job. You're not getting rested. No referee would want to be one game in first grade and then rested. No one would want that.
She's not tired.
No.
Like, it's not because she's tired or anything.
We've spoken to Casey on this show. We spoke to her back in Manchester. She handles it. I mean, it wouldn't have been a comfortable week necessarily, but it's not like anyone's absolutely
No.
No, she hasn't been slaughtered in the media or anything like that. I think that's cap.
Well, there's been plenty of referees so far this year that have missed things on the field.
Mm.
Plenty.
We've got the Australian Swimming Championships getting underway tonight on the Gold Coast. We're inside 100 days from the Olympics now, Brandy. Are you pumped or just not yet? Not on your radar?
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. No. Not yet. But I know the Swimming Championships are on. Do they start tonight, Andrew?
Tonight.
They,
yeah, tonight on the coast. Yep.
Well,
yep.
You know, do you love the... Like, when you're talking Olympics, do you love the swimming? I love it. I love the swimming.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
sure.
That's how the Olympics gets underway. Swimming.
Yeah.
I'll be watching the swimming championships from the Gold Coast Aquatics Centre.
I'm looking forward to your report tomorrow morning. Joss Butler's gone nuts in the IPL. An amazing innings overnight, where incredibly he wins off the last ball, but he faced every ball of the last three overs he faced to get his team to victory, which is quite incredible. That is the Rajasthan Royals. 107 not out of 60 balls. He faced the last 18 deliveries of the innings and guided them to victory. Never heard of that happening before.
No, wow. Just on what we were speaking about yesterday in the EPL, where it was Chelsea who beat Everton 6-0, Vossi. I had a look at some of the action last night, and I can't remember the goal scorer who scored four, but... there was almost a blue between the Chelsea players as to who was going to take the penalty shots.
It was a blue push
and shove.
Unbelievable.
Like, it was unbelievable.
What are these blokes getting paid?
Like, you know, Cole Palmer, and he's the one that takes the penalty kicks.
Mm. He's 8 from 8 this year, going into yesterday.
Yeah, and there was a grab for the ball, push, shove, like it was a disgrace. A disgrace. And the coach said, if anyone, he came on and he's broken English. I don't know who the coach is, but he said, if that happens again, that's it. They're out of the club.
Mm.
Gone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bad look.
Embarrassing.
Really bad look.
Maurizio Pochettino.
Yeah.
Oh, something like that. I've just added another syllable. Just thought I'd do that. Now, as we go to a break, this is what's got Brandy so fired up. If you think Brandy's a bit out of sorts this morning, this was Gary of Newtown pre-5:30 this morning.
Greg mentioned something about it wouldn't work. It bets it works. There's no way in the world it wouldn't work.
It was a bit more savage than that. He just said, Alexander's wrong.
Right.
Alexander's wrong.
Okay.
Gary.
The Raider man from the Hunter Valley says, Brandy, I think Gary's been on the wild mushroom smoothies.
All right. Oh, wow. Don't think I'll leave that one out of there. 21 and a half after 6. This is Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. And I ask you this question every morning, and I've got a feeling you're going to come back at me hard here. Who do we sing for?
We sing for Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Vossi, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. You can give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line. Our number 1300 011 70. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. What about a little bit of weather? Currently 17 degrees outside, partly cloudy. Although Bob sends a text in, says, morning, gentlemen. Incredible sunrise off the northern beaches.
Nice.
Top of 21 today, light winds. And shout out to Blaney. And there's a reason why we're shouting out to Blaney. Vossi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's Liam Henry. Liam Henry will join us.
From the Panthers.
From the Panthers, yes, because the boys, the Panthers are out at Bathurst this weekend to take on the Tigers. Currently Blaney, and I've heard Royce, who grew up in Goolagong and Cowra, say Blaney is the coldest place on earth. And currently it is 4 degrees, top of 20, mostly cloudy. Apparently the toy museum at Blaney's pretty red hot, and if you're travelling out that way,
right.
Drop in.
I thought this was a weather report. Now it's going in little travel log. Is it for Blaney?
It's sort of like travel segment. Yeah.
What's the rundown of the restaurants in Blaney? Is there a Chinese restaurant in the main street, like most country towns?
You betcha. Yeah, I'm sure there's a. I'm sure there's
a bit of Sang Choi Bao. Just on the 2020 cricket last night, on the text noted, also that Matt Sunil Naroon scored 109. A spinner, yeah, he's been opening the batting. He got 109 off 56 balls and then came out and took 2 for 30 off 4 overs. and man of the match, Joss Butler, scores that amazing innings at 107, doesn't get man of the match. Well, he did get man of the match. How did, well, hang on a second. So they have given Butler man of the match 107 off 60. They're in 109 off 56 and 2 wickets and only conceding 7.5 and over. Oh, that's Dally M area, is that? That's controversial,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Investigation is required. Mark says, boys, do you see a team where Madge will put Edwards on the wing? He did so well for the Aussies last year in that spot.
Didn't do that great for Australia. No, I don't think he went as well as, you know, he went okay.
Yeah, he went okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was.
No, I don't think he won't play him out of position. Like, I know there is other players that do get played out of position. Mm. You know, fullbacks playing in the centres, Luttrell but Luttrell's played centre, and Tom Trbojevic. No, I don't think Dylan. I think if Dylan's in the side, he'll be the fullback. That will be it. It'll come down to him and James Tedesco.
A trivia question for the morning, boys. On the text, well, how about this, Arias? Who scored the most NRL hat-tricks out of these four players? Brandy, Brett Kenny, Brad Fittler, Laurie Daly. So when we say NRL hat-tricks, not a trick question. We're not just looking at if they played NRL. It's just all first-grade matches. Who scored the most hat-tricks out of Brandy, Brett Kenny, Brad Fittler, Laurie Daly?
Okay. Shooting answers. I'm going to say Brett Kenny.
Oh, you've dismissed yourself.
I think. Well, I don't think. I can't remember Vossi, but I don't think there wouldn't have been more than two hat tricks. So
right. Okay.
That's dismiss me immediately.
All right. Brett, well, there's Kenny. A trivia question for you. Something to think about during the news. Who scored the most hat tricks out of these four players in first grade rugby league? Brandy, Brett Kenny, Brad Fittler, Laurie Daly. That's a good question. There you go. That might become a regular segment. We have a trivia question going to 6:30. Something for you to think about. Then we'll have to work on a prize and we'll go from there. You do have another Signet Boost Power Bank to give away, Brandy. I don't know whether you're aware, but it's all wrapped up, ready to go.
Signet Boost Power Bank, power your phone, tablet, and whatever else you want to stick into the Signet Boost Power Bank, it'll charge it up.
Within reason, responsible use of your power bank. Well, breakfast is versatile. Powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers. Remember, Brandy, before 6:30, anything can be said, and he's just proven it again. Kubota's got the mowers, got the tractors, got the land pride attachments. Let's go to the news.
Thank you, Vanessa. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments. Time for a football desk update, Vossi. We've got some massive quarterfinals in the Champions League second leg. And a cracking match is being played at the moment. Boy, oh boy. Borussia Dortmund are up 4-2 over Atletico Madrid. So on aggregate, after 76 minutes, it is Dortmund in front 5-4. And in the Barcelona-PSG match, PSG up 3-1. Have a guess who just scored the goal for PSG?
Mbappe?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes.
My man, yeah. Mbappe.
Yeah, so PSG are up 5-4 as well, and both were down. So 72 minutes into that game, so very exciting stuff.
Breakfast also brought to you by Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Best legal advice, 1-800-848-848. We've got the Signet Boost Power Bank to give away today. Just follow our Instagram account, at VossieBrandySEN. And Brandy, just looking ahead, you mentioned the young fella Henry from the Panthers on our program today. On the captain's run with Cam Smith and Denon Kemp today from midday, Ben Hunt, Christian Welsh, Charles Nicol-Crookstar, all on the one program. So that's a big salary cap breaker today. Mm. Now, just your breakfast. You've always said you're a sardines and honey man. Are you still going down that way, Brandy, with your breakfast?
No.
Bailed.
It's too early in the morning, Vossi, to be having sardines and honey.
Right. Well, I've got this gear. I'm just about to crack open. We'll have a look at this little baby, this little jar of Mrs. Old Buck's Pantry from Berrima. It is apricot and pineapple jam. Gonna put that on a little bit of toast. Yeah. What do you think? You're licking your chops now, apricot and pineapple jam.
Yeah, I don't know if that mix sort of that's doing it for me.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin when it comes to apricot and pineapple jam. I've never had it before. Never. Mm. This is going to be my first.
Okay. So let us know how it goes.
I'll give you feedback. I'll give you feedback. Yeah. Anyone else get into the apricot and pineapple jam out there? What's your favourite jam?
You know what else? You know, well, I'm definitely strawberry on top and then raspberry. Raspberry jam's good. Very good. Five star is Joseph Suoli'i, your right winger for New South Wales. If so, please tell this coach to leave him there. I know I've told him since February 2023. You know who this is from, Vossi. You don't even have to, I don't have to tell you who this text message is from.
BJ.
It's Bondi Jack.
That's it.
Bondi Jack. He doesn't like, he does not like Suoli'i in the centres. He thinks he's a winger and so good that he's going to pick him for New South Wales on the wing. That is an option.
Now, hang on a second. I think that question might have been a trick question. Who scored the most hat-tricks in the NRL may have been that we had to keep the NRL bid in, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Good morning, men. There is a Chinese restaurant at Blaney. It's called Hang Sing's Ben. It's there as long as I can remember. Oh, no, sorry. It's called Hang Sing. It's been there. Forget the Ben bit. There's a letter missed out. It's been there as long as I can remember. Not Ben. So it's called Hang Sing's Ben. It's just called Hang Sing's in Blaney. Hang Cheers Sing's. From Barry. Thanks for that good oil, Barry.
There we go. Blaney's got a Chinese restaurant.
They all do, mate. They all do.
Well,
they do. Oberon, they've all got a Chinese restaurant.
And Liam Henry, I'm thinking, we'll ask him about Hang Sing's, but I'm sure he's been there. G'day, fellas. Brandy, did you say the race for the Blues fullback is down to only Teddy and Dylan Edwards? What about Pappy or Turbo? Well, no. Turbo's a chance, yeah. But a chance, but I'd say the other two are... I think it'll come down to the other two. Do you think there's any... I don't think Ryan Pappenhausen will play fullback for New South Wales.
I'm going to go early crow.
Given that the captain is James Tedesco, who's been in good form. He has,
get the crow ready, Charlie. Ryan Pappenhausen is my number 14. Bang. There we go. Ryan Pappenhausen to play State of Origin this year for the first time. Finally, long overdue. He'll. I just think he plays the 14. It goes back. It's a throwback to when he first came in for Melbourne. They just throw him out there, middle forward, anywhere. Ryan Pappenhausen gets thrown out there. So number 14. And he sort of, had Gutho there last year as my 14 when Pappenhausen wasn't available. Well, Pappenhausen's now, to me, the number one 14. Could throw him anywhere.
Okay. So, Ryan, for you, if Turbo isn't in the centres, let's just say Madge picks him at fullback, who are your centres?
Okay. Now, here is a text. Good morning, VB. Whilst I've been off this week, I've been doing some work in my man cave. Okay. I opened up my copy of Five Star Brandy and had forgotten about the Greg Alexander postcard. Does this discovery equal the 1995 Warriors trading card? Have a great weekend heading back to work today. That might be from the Big G.
Big G's going back to work today.
So what are we saying? Five Star Brandy came with a little sort of little extra, little bit of burly there, something? Incentive to buy? Postcard?
If it did, I've forgotten about it. So right. I'm not sure. I can't answer that, Andrew. It's the Big G saying true.
Okay. BB, I feel Ben Hunt wants a good season with the Dragons. He has to put them first and step away from Origin to give his team a chance. This would allow Ponga and Walsh to play together. Also, Gary is what Ricky says about Dez on another planet. Thank you for the feedback. Ben Hunt, does he have to give up Origin to just concentrate on club footy? Does Daly Jerry Evans have to? You know, I would say no on the Ben Hunt front. But no. What's your thoughts?
No, I don't think Ben Hunt will give up playing for Queensland. No, and I wouldn't ask him to either. I don't think Shane Flanagan would say, Ben, you give up your Origin jersey this year. We want you to stick around for the Dragons. I don't think that'll happen. Jimmy says, like to quote the great Welsh Rugby Union and Great Britain Rugby League dual international Jonathan Davies when asked the difference between league and union. Quote, I never got cold playing rugby league. Says it all. Yep, that could be true, Jimmy.
Back to our trivia question. It's not a trick. So who scored the most hat-tricks in the NRL or first grade premiership matches out of Brandy, Bert, Freddie, Lozza? Who scored the most hat-tricks?
I thought it would be Brett Kenny.
Good question.
Brisbane Neal says, if Manu wanted to take his family to spend time overseas, why not do what Chanel Harris-Tavita did and just take a year off? Let's hope the NRL keep the Roosters honest when he returns with the roster and paying his true market value. Brisbane Neal. He doesn't want to just drop out of sport and take his family on a trip. That's part of it. It's not all of it. It's part of it, Brisbane Neal. You know, part of it. The appeal would be go and spend time in another country. And if you can earn $1.2 million spending time in another country, why wouldn't you do that?
What is the actual... Do we land on a figure, roughly? It'd be more than 1.2, wouldn't it? Is it... Are we saying one? We're not saying just one. They're higher than that. It would be 1.5, 1.8, 2.
1.5. Didn't the Dragons offer Joey Manu a $1.5 million deal? You do what you want. You play fullback and... And he said, well, I won't play in the NRL other than for the Roosters.
Mm. Would he get a Toyota Verblitz with it? What is a Verblitz, or is that just the nickname? I don't know. Is the Verblitz the company? I'm not sure. That's
no,
the
I
term,
haven't.
The Toyota.
I haven't looked into it. Verblitz. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but is it a type of car that we don't know about, that we haven't seen here before? Is it a model of car? No?
Must be.
Or the Verblitz
I'm happy to go with that. It's a model of a Toyota.
I'm hopping on the Verblitz bus then. I'm on the Toyota Verblitz bus. I'm all Joey all the way. Come on, the Verblitz.
Marco says, if you're Billy Slater, you couldn't leave Ponga or Walsh out of the Queensland Origin team. But what position do you play both? If Munster was out, Ponga could play 5-8. But if not, which of Ponga or Walsh plays fullback? Well, Mark, I've had my say. Andrew? Well, who would you play? If you're not going to put Ponga on the bench, if you're going to...
Yep.
Who do you go with? And if Munster's available, you're not going to play him 6. So who's your fullback for Queensland?
My fullback right now? Today?
Now, yes.
Roose Walsh. Roose Walsh. That Queensland back line. Keep the opinion
more than
coming.
Likely will get it.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff. We're all talking footy, but any topic you like this morning on the Great Southern Bank, open line 1300-01-1170, fire it up.
Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, land pride attachments. Get in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost $10,000. Just give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300-01-1170. Vossi, time for a sports update. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits.
Oh, yeah. A great time to get a fire pit. Start thinking about that. Ready for winter. The Kolkata Knight Riders v. the Royals on Rajasthan at Eden Gardens. Huge knock from Josh Butler has given the Royals a 2-wicket win. Unbeaten 107 off 60 balls. 9 4 6 6s. He faced all of the last 18 deliveries. The last three overs, he faced every ball to get them the win. The only Aussie involved in the match, Mitch Stark, 4 overs, none for 50.
Gee, that's clever, isn't it? From Josh Butler. Maxwell pulls out of the IPL. Wow. Aussie Glenn Maxwell told reporters following RCB's 25-run loss to Pat Cummins Sunrisers that he felt it was the right time to take a mental and physical break after a tough start to his 2024 campaign. Maxwell averaging just over 5 with scores of 0, 3, 28, 0, 1. And, wow, that's... He's doing it tough, isn't he?
He's on massive coin, so that doesn't help the mental and physical stress.
I don't know. What's going on with Glenn Maxwell?
The games go 2 hours.
I wonder what's going on off the field. There always seems to be an issue with Glenn Maxwell. He's breaking legs, he's falling over, I don't know.
Okay, Rory McIlroy has addressed the LIV rumours after the US Masters. Another failed campaign, still no Masters green jacket for Rory. This is what Rory McIlroy had to say about any talk of him going to LIV.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, you know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves. And, you know, who are we to judge them for that? But personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Well, that was pretty emphatic, wasn't it, from Rory, to say that he's never even considered it. So where does a story like this come from? All of a sudden, you know, one of the greatest backflips it's been called, and $850 million US dollars to switch. So either Rory's not telling the truth, or the story's just one of those
I think Rory's telling the truth. Caitlin Clark has been taken number one in the WNBA draft. The face of the women's college final, four heads to the Indiana Fever. The college final rated 18.7 million viewers.
So just on the number of people watching Caitlin Clark, and it seems like that's all they're watching. Is that triple the figures that the NBA gets in terms of watches?
Triple, watching? Not sure about triple, but was certainly bigger. Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple of NBA experts here on the team. What sort of figures? We've got Chuck, we've got Brooksy. Brooksy loves his NBA.
He's very big on it. He's just sitting there eating a scorched peanut butter bar there. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, but the sports update: rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. The website you need to go to, glowheating.com.au. Brandy, you've come up with some very special on this day, and we'll have all of them in just a moment, correct?
True.
The World Cup! He's
on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, on this day.
On this day, Andrew, 17th of April, 1991, Nirvana performed Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time.
Very nice. That was in New York, actually. No, in Seattle. There's a Seattle club called the OK Hotel. There you go, name of music. 2011, Game of Thrones, which was based on George R.R. Martin's fantasy book series, A Song of Ice and Fire, debuted on HBO.
There we go. 17th of April, 1951, American baseball player Mickey Mantle made his Major League Baseball debut as an outfielder for the New York Yankees.
Righto. I've got one for you. I can top that. Chariots of Fire. Number one on the US album chart. That was, what was his name? Vangelis. The first and only number one he would have. Does anyone know any other song?
One hit one.
He has. Vangelis? Nothing.
No. Brooksy saying
you
no.
made it a good one, though. You made it a good one.
17th of April, 1935, Australian airline Qantas operates its first overseas passenger flight. You know, Qantas was formerly an acronym for Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services.
I did not know that. 1980, on this day, Rhodesia in Africa gains independence and becomes Zimbabwe. What about a few birthdays, Brandy?
Matara Muralitharan is 52 today. Victoria Beckham, 50. Lindsay Collins, Roosters forward, 28. And Eddie Cochran died in a car crash on this day.
Only 21 years of age while on tour in England. He was the man who had this hit. I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says, no die, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes...